You're listening to SBS News.
I got a story to tell you. It's a good one. It's about how these people, the first people, got a voice.
60,000 years they've been speaking.
Had 363 languages.
But no voice. No say on matters which affected them. It wasn't right.
That's an excerpt from the new Uluru Statement from the Heart advertisement campaign, and leaders hope it will encourage Australians in supporting its referendum for a voice to Parliament. The advertisement forms part of the broader History is Calling campaign and aims to raise awareness on the importance of the voice and why it matters for the future. Uluru Youth Dialogue co-chair Bridget Karma says all Australians have a role to play in this essential moment in the nation's history.
If you call these beautiful lands your home, then this is your business as well. You know, you should be able to have your voice heard, but most importantly, play your role. But the most important thing is that when people go to vote on referendum day, that they know what they're voting for. So that's a major part of the Uluru Dialogue work, is educating communities about firstly what the voice is, but also what impact it will make on Australia.
She also says this process has taken 10 years, 10 reports and 7 separate formal processes just to get to this stage.
The hope of the ad is to raise awareness, educate and encourage conversations. So encouraging Australians to have conversations around the referendum and the voice. We also really want to remind Australians that they're going to play a really, really important role in this moment in our shared history.
The advertisement centres around narrator Trevor Jameson as he tells a future-focused story to some children sitting in front of him about how First Nations people achieved a voice to Parliament with the help of the Australian people everywhere. The advertisement cuts to everyday Australians who decide to spread the word and support an Indigenous voice at the upcoming referendum.
So, me and your granddad.
Me and your mum.
The whole nation did something about it. People called their friends and families. People talked about it on the streets. Talked about it at work, on the field. Everybody made a song and dance about it.
Everyone walked side by side.
And that's how we changed this country for the better. How we made history.
Is that story true?
It could be.
The ad features on social media and playback TV and was directed by Camilla Roy man Jordan Watton alongside cinematographer Tyson Perkins and music composer James Henry. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is yet to set a referendum date but has committed to holding it in Labor's first term of government. He addressed the matter on Nine Radio, saying that while the Uluru Statement from the Heart has received widespread support, not all First Nations people are behind it.
I'm waiting to have consultation on that, and I want to make sure that the voice to Parliament isn't my proposal, it's our proposal, it's Australia's proposal. I want to embrace people as much support as possible. We know how hard it is to get a referendum up, but it's a pretty simple proposition. The Constitution is our national birth certificate, and at the moment it pretends that nothing happened till 1788, and it is good manners, and also it should be a source of pride to recognise that we have share this continent with the oldest continuous civilization on the planet.
Nationals leader David Littleproud has concerns.
Fortunately, what I fear is the voice could be a voice for Indigenous people in Redfern, but not for Wilcannia, not for Cunnamulla, not for Alice Springs. And this has to be clear to every Australian, and particularly those Indigenous Australians in regional remote areas who think the voice is nothing more than a TV show.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.